92.9 FM, 680 AM on the WMFS app and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show. My pleasure to bring in DJ Palmore. He, of course, graduated from Christian Brothers, has gone on to play at the Naval Academy, where he's a linebacker and a team captain. Navy plays at Memphis in the Liberty Bowl Saturday, and DJ joins me now. How are you, DJ?
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks very much for coming on. I really do appreciate it. So take me back to when you were in high school and making the decision to go to the Naval Academy. How did that unfold?
Well, back probably my junior year, Coach Ingram came and visited my school, kind of introduced me to the Naval Academy because I had no idea what it was. And until then, you know, we kept in touch. And a little bit of background about my school. So LaSallian High School, and it's an all-boys school, so we preach brotherhood. Yep. You know, we preach having each other's back and all that. And then I got up here for an official visit in February. And as we were sitting through the meetings, meeting the coaches, meeting some of the players, they preached that same brotherhood aspect. And I was like, well, other schools I've visited have talked about the same thing. Like, what makes it different here? I was thinking that to myself. And from hanging out with the players, just seeing how they interacted with each other, I knew it was something real. I knew it was something I definitely wanted to be a part of as a football player.
Were you, were you surprised that you've obviously had a great career at Navy. You're on the on national lists for linebackers of the year, your team captain there, and you'd obviously played well, not only in football at Christian Brothers, but I think you won two state wrestling titles in addition. Were you surprised that you weren't, like, that there wasn't more interest from more big schools? Did the University of Memphis recruit you at all?
No, they didn't. I mean, I was kind of surprised, but, you know, I just took it as it is what it is. And then Navy loved me first, so.
Right. So when you go there, you realize, what is the commitment, by the way? You're there, obviously, for your 4 years. And then what's the commitment for service afterwards?
And then it's 5 years active duty upon graduation. So there's a few different services you can go into. You can go Navy, Marine Ground. And Navy is surface warfare, submarine warfare. There's Navy pilot. So there's a lot of different things you can choose. But it's 5 years for minimum.
Okay. So when you're making that decision around the kitchen table with your mom and dad, when a lot of kids are making the decision, it's, where am I going to go to college for 4 years? You're making a decision, where am I going to go to college for 4 years? And then I'm going to be serving my country for five. So it's 9 years of commitment. That's a different kind of commitment. And it must take some, I mean, you obviously have to know it's right.
Yeah, you just have to have faith. You take a leap of faith. My grandfather was a Marine. And people always told me about how great of a guy he was, the things he did. And I always wanted to be like him. But just meeting other people in the service that had come through the Naval Academy and come back to talk, you know, I felt like I was making the right choice. You know, there's really no way to know until you're, you know, kind of towards the end of it or you're in it. But you just have to take a leap of faith, and thank God it worked out.
So do you know, you said there are different things you can go into. Do you know which aspect of service you will be pursuing after your football career is over?
So we found out in about a month, but my first preference was Marine Ground.
Marine Ground, which means?
Yes. So, be a Marine Corps officer. So, after graduation, I go to the basic school and learn all the basics about being an infantry officer. Not every Marine Ground officer is an infantry officer, but we all have to know those basic skills. So, once I get to TBS, then I'll figure out what my specialty will actually be. I'll learn more about the Marine Corps, and I'll go from there.
And how do you, I mean, that is serious stuff. Why is that the one that you, so what do? You rank them and then you get, and then they place you?
Oh, yeah, well, you rank them. You know, you have a ranking upon all the midshipmen. Most people get their first choice. My first choice was Marine Ground, and then after that I had a surface warfare. That was just being on a ship. You can't go wrong with any service because, I mean, they're all great. Like, you're a leader in all those positions, but I think that the Marines have more of a team aspect that I kind of found in the football team. And I'll never be the same as your college football team, but they have that similar team aspect, and that's what drew me towards the Marine Corps.
Talking to DJ Palmore, he is, of course, a graduate of Christian Brothers, now at Navy, Naval Academy, where he's a linebacker and a team captain. Navy plays at Memphis Saturday. By the way, I don't know whether you started it, but like now there's 17 Memphis kids up there, or not 17, but there's a lot. There's a couple from Lausanne, I know. What is it? Do you feel like you have sort of a Memphis group that's gathered up there at the Naval Academy?
We definitely do have a little group that's up here now. I think there's seven of us, maybe.
Seven?
Just on the team. And then there's some others in other sports and just across the brigade.
Right.
But I think the Naval Academy has gotten a lot more exposure, and I think kids are just drawn to come to it, and they realize that there's something after football. And, I don't think it's me personally. It's just that.
Right.
You know, what the academy has been doing, what the football program has been doing the last few years, especially joining a conference, that was big for us.
What's the does the first year? I gather the first year is hard for anyone at a military at one of our country's military academies. Is it different for football players, or is it identical? Does everyone go through the same stuff?
Well, we go through the same stuff. You just have to add football on, tack football on at the end of the day. There's definitely days where, you know, I didn't know if I was going to make it. I considered probably leaving, all of those things. I mean, it was hard. But you really just stay around your teammates, and they help you get through it because they're going through the same thing. And that's kind of what's different about a military academy and, you know, your traditional civilian school.
Give me a hard day. What was a hard day your first year?
A hard day my first school just sounds like a normal day. Wake up, go to study hall in the morning, go get some breakfast, go to class all day, meetings at lunch for football. Right after you get out of meetings, go back to class. Right after you get out of class, go to practice. And then after practice, you literally have a night's worth of homework. And then that's just school and football. In plebe year, your freshman year, you have things like pro knowledge. It's almost like a whole other class just on military regulations and different kind of information. Uniform inspections, room inspections. You throw the military aspect in there, and that's 24 hours. And you wake up and do it again. So I feel like every day was just a hard day.
Unbelievable. Talking to DJ Palmer. All right, on to football. What's the football been like? Obviously, Navy has been tremendous, a force in the conference ever since they entered the conference. Came into Memphis 2 years ago, beat Memphis here, had Memphis up to the Naval Academy last year, beat Memphis there, and now you come back and you play Memphis again. Why is Navy so good?
I think a lot of people underestimate us. I know recently teams have showed up in our stadium, and they look over at us and they see how kind of small we are. They're like, oh, we got these guys, but we just play tough. Pride ourselves on being tougher than everything we play. And, at the end of last year when we got beaten our conference championship, I think that team out-toughed us, and that was a big reason of why we didn't get the job done. So we pride ourselves on being tough, tougher than the other team.
Are you smaller than is it a smaller team than most teams in the American Athletic Conference?
Me personally, no.
I know, not you. Well, I see your state seem like a large man. Yeah, but generally?
Yeah, so, like sometimes I'll look at like our corners, and I'll look at other guys' receivers, and they're like, the receivers are my size, and our corners are like 5'9", 5'10", you know. So there's definitely like a size matchup. Our D linemen are like 260, 270. But, we're getting bigger. We're getting there. Like, we're bigger probably than we've ever been, but there definitely is a size difference.
Now, when you are practicing, you obviously have the scout team. Like the scout team this week isn't running the triple option on you, whereas I presume last week when you're playing Air Force, it does. But I mean, you must see the triple option. Would you be able to stop the triple option? Would you be able to stop Navy's triple option if you had to? Because Memphis has no luck at doing this.
To be honest, I think like our offensive coordinator is probably the smartest man I've ever seen on the football field. So honestly, there's no telling what he'd have up his sleeve, to be honest.
It must be fun to watch. And you get the rest a little bit on the sidelines when they have these 16-play drives. It's probably good for the defense. Yeah,
that is true. You get those long drives. They do. You get your legs back under you a little bit before you go back out there.
How much fun was it to come back to Memphis 2 years ago and win that game at the Liberty Bowl?
It was a lot of fun just because, you know, they were ranked like top 15. No one thought we were going to win that game, so we kind of shocked the world. I kind of tried to disassociate that being my hometown when we go to play.
Right.
Just, you know, take it as a regular game. I mean, obviously, I'm going to enjoy my parents after the game and enjoy my friends, but, you know, but leading up to the game, I just treat it like any other game.
Right. Okay, and when you study Memphis this year from looking at tape, looking at Riley Ferguson, looking at Anthony Miller, who, by the way, did you play? You must have played with Anthony Miller.
Yeah, we played together.
So what'd you think of him then? Are you not surprised by his success, I take it?
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I think his senior year he had an injury and kind of, you know, he wasn't the player he could have been. He tried to kind of play through it. So I wasn't surprised at all, you know, when he was doing the thing he's doing at Memphis.
So when you see this offense, what's the challenge?
They just have a lot of experience. Like their O-line's pretty experienced, receiving core, quarterback, all around they're pretty experienced. They don't really have a weak point. Like they're pretty solid in the run game. The quarterback can make every throw. They got receivers that obviously they have receivers that can make plays. So really just trying to take advantage of the quarterback, trying to confuse him, just getting pressure so he can't get the ball off. That's going to be big.
It must be nice wherever you go. You go into a stadium, and although you are, I'm sure the other team wants to win. There's no question. There is this overriding respect for the Naval Academy, and that's true at every stadium you go to. I'm sure it'll be when you come to the Liberty Bowl Saturday. Obviously, the folks out at Millington will be there in big number, but that must make you feel special and proud a little bit of the service that you've chosen.
It does, because, you know, we're never really the away team, if you know what I mean. And we have people coming to watch us everywhere, especially since people all over the country in the Navy and the Marine Corps. So we will try and make the games that they can. So no matter where we're at, we're going to have a pretty good fan base, a pretty good group of supporters. And that is kind of special to me.
Talking to DJ Palmore. By the way, 901 is still in your Twitter handle. You can follow DJ at 901DP31. So you're still a Memphian at heart, even though you're in the Navy? Carry Memphis with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one day after the service, I mean, if whatever, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll be back home one day.
Well, DJ, you're awfully nice to join us. Thank you very much, and thank you for your service to the country.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks. Yeah,
appreciate it.
See you Saturday. That is DJ Palmore from the Naval Academy. Unbelievable, isn't it?
I was, the whole time I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, if I just wanted to go and say, like, if I don't have the cojones, but say I did want to enlist in the Marines, they would look at me and just be like, nope.
Well, I mean, I just look at I hate to say it, you know, he's talking about the different services that you can be
yes.
in, right? And I'm saying, put me on a ship.
Yeah.
get me on a ship, or maybe somewhere in Millington would be good, too.
Yeah.
That would be, Millington would be good, or a ship would be good. And
can
he
I run
wants,
the golf course?
And he wants to be... He wants to be a Marine on the ground.
I mean, that's basically running the Naval Bases golf course is about all I'd be qualified for.
And then he's
for.
Coming back to Memphis. Yeah, hard to root against those guys. Really impressive. Really impressive and glad to have him on. All right, we're going to take a break. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.